In Christian marriage, covenant is sacred, but covenant must never be twisted into control. This distinction is very important. A biblical marriage covenant calls husband and wife to faithfulness, love, honor, sacrifice, truth, repentance, forgiveness, sexual integrity, and lifelong responsibility before God. It does not give one spouse the right to dominate the other. It does not give one spouse permission to intimidate, coerce, threaten, belittle, isolate, use, or harm the other. It does not make abuse holy. It does not make fear a sign of submission. It does not make silence a sign of peace. The Bible's vision of marriage is not selfish control. It is covenant love. Ephesians 5 speaks of marriage in relation to Christ and the church. That passage has sometimes been misused, but at its heart is sacrificial love, not domination. Christ does not abuse his bride. Christ gives himself for her. A Christian husband is never called to use spiritual language to control his wife. A Christian wife is never called to disappear as a person in order to preserve appearances. Both husband and wife are embodied souls created in the image of God. Both stand before God. Both are accountable to God. Both are called to repentance. Both are called to love. Both are called to honor. Both are called to faithfulness. Covenant creates responsibility. A husband is responsible for how he uses his words, his strength, his sexuality, his money, his authority, his time, and his habits. A wife is responsible for how she uses her words, her influence, her sexuality, her emotions, her money, her time, and her habits. Marriage growth does not happen when one spouse controls the other. It happens when both spouses come before God with humility and truth. This also means boundaries can be holy. A boundary is not automatically dishonor. Sometimes a boundary protects truth, safety, repentance, and the covenant itself. If there is violence, coercion, sexual force, intimidation, threats, serious danger, or fear for safety, outside help is needed. Christian forgiveness must never be used to send someone back into danger. Covenant love is strong enough to tell the truth. It says, this matters. It says, sin must come into the light. It says repentance must be real. It says trust must be rebuilt with accountability and time. It says God cares about both the covenant and the person being harmed. Christian marriage covenant is not control. It is love, honor, responsibility, repentance, safety, faithfulness, and grace lived before God.